When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Aw, shit, baby. Welcome back to another NA5 podcast. It's your boy AZ, aka Daddy Z. And to my motherfucking right, bro, 6'3", 175 pounds is what they're claiming,
brother. That sounds about right, yep.
Young Daddy Austin from the North.
Woo.
What's
Cheers,
up, brother?
Everybody. How are you, man?
Man, starting off with a fucking shot. Yo, don't let me donate, brother. Oh, that's what I'm saying. We're starting off strong. And by the way, if you guys want to see these videos done live, go to TikTok right now. Like, these people are in here right now. And TikTok, if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel, make sure y'all subscribe at N85 Podcast, bro. On YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Subscribe right now, please.
Oh, Lord.
All right, here we go. Let's get right into this, bro. Yo, everybody in the fucking live. And Austin, have you guys heard of this Montoya thing? Montoya, por favor, bro. The most viral thing going out right now, brother.
They're saying it's the biggest crash out.
Dude, I think it's the biggest L that anybody's taken in 2025 so far, brother. And it's quite unfortunate. So for anybody that doesn't know what's going on, bro, let me spit this shit for you guys. Go on X, bro. You could probably see it on X. It's literally fucking the most viral thing right now. Bro, so they're on a game show, right? Like one of those love island kind of type things, but this one is like Temptation Island, you know what I'm saying? So basically there's couples that are on that island, but single people are also there, and so their main objective is to like tempt them into,
right,
like,
okay,
you know, cheating or doing some out of pocket wild ass shit, right? So there's times where they pull one of the people like to the side, and they have cameras watching. They have cameras everywhere. So they pull this poor man over, right, to the side. And so he's there, and he's watching his girl in bed with another guy. Now, at first it starts off, you know, just talking. Then they start kissing, bro. And you can already see that this man's fully breaking down, bro. He was, like, trying to play cool at first, but he was like, man, fuck this girl. It ends up to the point where he's on his knees, bro. He's like, you destroyed me from the inside out, bro. Like, how could you do this? He's like, enjoy that shit. Like, dude, this man's full on crashing out, right? And, like, he wants to leave, bro. And he saw
that's, like, the worst part. Like, the freaking, what is it, the host or whatever? Like, no, hold on.
Come back.
And see this.
For the
fucking K, bro. See this.
For the ratings. She's like, no. Come back. He's like, okay, I'll come back. He folded instantly. He's like, okay. Calmly. But then it starts getting worse, brother. Then they turn off the lights, and then they get under their covers. He already knows what's about to go down, brother. It's Clap City, dude. And then he start like boom, boom, boom. And he's like, nah, I can't handle this. I can't see this no more. The meltdown begins, bro. Man runs out into the fucking, like, the beachside shit, right? Mm-hmm. He starts running towards the actual house. You know what I'm saying? Like, towards the actual villa where they're at. And he's yelling and shit. And it's so cinematic, bro. There's thunder in the background, bro. I'm like, yeah. Yo, it cannot get any better, right? So, boom, he pulls up to the fucking villa, making noise, hollering and shit. And then, dude, while he's running and while he gets there, it cuts, like, the camera cuts to, like, his girl just riding, going to pound town, brother. Riding the other man like she's a fucking rabbit, bro. It is quite unfortunate to see, dude. Dude, me personally, bro, like, there's no coming back from that, dude. Your woman is there just getting
wrecked. Dude,
that's,
see, that's the worst part. Like, I think I would need some professional therapy after that. I'm being so serious. Like,
psychiatrist.
Not only did you see that, but also other millions of
world saw that shit. No, but it doesn't end here, brother. He gets there, full-on crash out, making a scene. All the other people in the villa are seeing this. And then she hears, she's like, what was going on outside? So she goes outside, and then boom, here we go. Part two. This is what happens, bro. Woman comes out, right? His girl comes out. She's like, what the fuck? She's like, I did this because of you. Like, it's your fucking fault, right? Like, and I'm not going to cry over you, bro. You don't deserve shit, right? So then he goes back to, like, the beach area. He starts to walk away. He, like, just talking his shit on his way out, right? Boom. Girl goes back to, like, the guy that she was just with and shit. Guy's holding her from behind and everything like
That's
that.
Crazy.
She's like, yeah, fuck that guy. Instant fucking fold, bro.
Again, yeah.
Literally 30 seconds later, she's like, quiet. You could just see everything settled in. Quiet. Starts dipping, bro. Running, bro. She put the fucking Nikes on. Yo, by the way, talking about fucking Nikes, bro. This man was running through the beach, right? When Montoya, when he first was running towards the villa. Boom, boom, boom. The cameraman.
Yo.
Shout out to the cameraman that caught up with that. This man was full on fucking boom, boom, boom. He had the Nikes on, yeah, for real.
They had the Jerry Springer freaking cameraman yo, out there, I swear.
Yo, but listen, she puts the fucking Nikes on, bro. She starts running to him. Now, the host caught up with Montoya. He's over there at the beach now, just sitting down. They're talking it out. He's like, yeah, fuck that girl, bro. Like, this is it, bro. This is the last time. He said this is the last time. Like, she's done some crazy shit before or something. I don't know, bro. Fucking insane, right? Yo, and then you can see, like, in the distance, she's pulling up. And she just goes up to him. She's like, the host tries to stop it. She was like, no. But the girl, like fucking, boom, boom, Saquon Barkley's her. Bro starts hugging Montoya, bro. I'm like, nah.
She's already
You
folding.
Can't even sorry, do that, I'm brother. Sorry. She went from getting clapped 5 minutes earlier to now hugging him. And she's over here crying. She's saying, like, sorry, sorry. He's like, nah. Bro, the audacity that girl had to go back to the man she just cheated on and try to say, like, yo, I'm sorry, bro. Like, forgive me. Hell no, brother. Mm. And that's really where it fucking ends off, bro. Actually insane. Yo, brother.
It's outrageous.
Take me through it, brother. If you're him, what are you feeling at that moment? What are you thinking, bro? What's your next move?
Dude, that's, like I said, bro, I think I'm thinking, like, almost...
I know what you're talking about.
The unaliving. That's what I try to tell you. Like, I think I would need some for real professional help, because not only are you heartbroken, but like I said before, everybody's watching. Your whole family's watching. Your friends are watching. Like, how? Please, somebody, tell me, how can you come back for that?
Yeah, and
there's
actually
no way.
I know that everybody's been in. Well, a lot of people have been in the situation where, like, you know, maybe you're in a situationship or you're in a relationship that's kind of toxic or like not all the way healthy and shit like that. And maybe, like, you know, most of the world has gotten cheated on, whatever, right? If you've been in that situation, you know, you've probably caught them or something like that, looked through phones and shit. You know that pit feeling in the bottom of your stomach where you just found out some shit and you're like, bro, I'm the type of person, I cannot hold it in, brother. I've been in multiple situations where I found shit and I'm like, brother, like, right now is probably not the time to bring this up, but bro, I cannot hold it in. Like, I gotta fucking say something, bro. Yeah, dude, it eats you up alive, you know what I'm saying? So I could imagine what he was feeling in that moment, bro. And if anybody in the live has fucking watched that shit, bro, comment down what y'all fucking thought about it. I can't even imagine, like, yeah, he was on his knees, bro. He was just literally, like, feeling the utmost, like, pain, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you really did, like, love her and shit. Now, yo, let me get some fucking context for this. Apparently he had gotten a lap dance from another girl, like, on that Temptation shit.
Yeah, allegedly.
And then allegedly might have got, like, a little peck.
Oh,
you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
On the timeline, everybody's saying, like, yeah, hey, hands up, he fucked up. But was the punishment, did the punishment fit the crime?
Dude, I don't know. Really. She went a little overboard.
Yo, but girls get back at guys, like, in the most absurd ways, bro. If you ever think that you can get a girl back, nah, bro. She do you 10 times worse, bro. She gets your homies and anything like that, bro. I've been in that situation before. But over something petty or some shit, they'll get back at you, like, in insane ways, brother. So, yeah, bro. Montoya, biggest L of 2025 so far, brother. Dude, and you know what's crazy? They'll probably end up back together, bro.
I hope not.
No, and
listen to this.
I'm about to call somebody out right now.
Oh Lord.
Not names. Actually, yeah, I am gonna call names. Listen, brother. We had this situation happen over like 2 years ago, right? Where there's this guy that he was in a relationship with this girl, right? They have been in a super long-term relationship. Now it was toxic, right? They were on and off type shit. But everybody, even in those relationships where you know that are on and off, you still know that they're always together.
Right.
So you don't really want to get involved into, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go out and you see somebody at the club, mm-hmm. and you know that they're on and off relationship, you don't want to get involved in that. Because even if they're on the off thing, you're still going to hear it from that guy.
Right,
like,
right.
Anyways, yeah, so that guy happened to be at a club with this girl. This other girl.
Different girl.
Mm-hmm. Different girl, right? Apart from his girlfriend.
Right.
And they were doing things. They were doing some shit, right? And now, so that girl was also friends with that guy's girlfriend. They claimed to be fucking cool and claimed to be friends. Now, people love drama. Dead ass, bro. Now, they claimed to be fucking friends. And so that makes this situation even more messy. So now, fast forward, right? Somebody tipped the girl off, that guy's girlfriend. Do you know what situation I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I'm trying to think about it. Okay.
And...
Okay.
Anyways. All right, so listen. Somebody tips off that guy's girl, right? And says, yo, listen. I know that sometimes you guys be on and off and shit. But I will want you to know that this guy was out here wilding with this girl. And then provided details and been like, yo. And we have, like, witnesses there that are not biased to, like, anybody. So they were accountable, very good, like, you know, witnesses, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, yo. And honestly, like, that guy, like, So they did the cool part, right? They said, they told that girl straight up, like, yo, and by the way, that guy is not good for you, bro. This is not the only time that guy's done shit like this to you. Like, he's done this shit for, like, years. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, being a good person, like, they just want to, like, the person just want to let that girl know, like, yo, like, don't be a fool out here. You know what I'm saying? So the girl responds with, like, oh, yeah, dude, like, fuck him. Like, honestly, like, I'm tired of his shit either way. Like, he's such a fucked up person. Always lying, always doing things, shady shit like this to me. Like, I'm fucking done with him. Whatever. Boom. That girl. So, boom. They left it at that, right? The guy felt cool about it. Like, okay, cool. Like, I did the right thing, right? Like, they did, you know, whatever. Boom. Fast forward to, like, I think deadass, like, 2 weeks later, right? 2 weeks later. That girl is then seen with that same guy again, bruh. And now apparently that girl had told, like, you know, other people, like, yeah, it's because, like, I can't leave him because, like, he's my soulmate, bro. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, we just know that we're soulmates. No matter what ups and downs we go through, like, he's just my soulmate and shit. Shoddy, what are you doing, bro? Do you not have any audacity? This is what we feel about that, bro.
No. I can see how she feels that way because she's blinded, right?
Yes.
She's blinded, yes. Boom, boom, boom. I have been blinded. And I'm like, you. I talked to him about it. I was like, yo, like, dude, I think this is the one. This is it. Boom, boom, boom. Right?
Boom.
And then, boom, Anthony, not blinded.
Yes.
This guy is out here, like, seeing things from all points of views. Yes. You know, same bird view. Fish eye view type shit. You know what I'm saying?
He's seeing
everything. And I'm out here just tunneled vision, like not even seeing the red flags, not seeing nothing.
Yo, Anna, thank you for the fucking gift, brother. Finger heart. I appreciate you.
And yeah, he had to tell me that this is not it, bro. This is not it. And
this is not what you think, like, it is, brother.
Yeah, he kind of like took off the blindfold off me. And now I'm seeing clearly. I'm seeing better. And I was able to avoid... basically, another...
A doomed situation, brother.
A Montoya.
Yeah, deadass, brother.
A Montoya, por favor. That's what I avoided.
Dude, and with that specific situation, it was so hard to tell you because I'm like, hey, dude, as friends, right, you should be able to hold your other friends accountable, but you never know how people are going to react, bro. Some people are going to be like, bro, why are you so hard in my business? Or like, why are you being like... Or they take it like up the ass and like, hey, if somebody wants to give you constructive criticism and they're doing it in the best way possible, take it. Because usually they're looking at it, like you said, in a different way that you're not looking at it. They're doing something good for you and shit like that.
And I could have been like that with you, but like I also like, in the back of my mind, I saw those red flags. I just chose to ignore them. I was
I
was like, nah, dude, this is, I think I can tolerate this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But then,
like, I was always like on the fence about it. I was like, should I not? And in the end, I shouldn't have. And I didn't.
So. Yeah, and I know that you're right now you're fucking, you're like, okay, shoo. You're like, thank God. Yeah, because listen, once you get into the habit of like allowing those kind of situations to go through and like being okay with them.
Right.
Dude, you just start
letting others shit,
yeah,
other
exactly.
Shit slide,
you start falling into that kind of like lifestyle and shit. And I'm telling you this because I've been there. dude, lots of times in like fucking high school. But I, dude, you know how you said that you look back on some of the drunk nights and you're like, ew, ew.
Yeah.
Bro, if I get to thinking about like my high school, like fucking relationship shits and all that, like I'm like, bro, what was I fucking doing, brother? I was over here looking like a fucking clown in front of the whole school, bro. And everybody knew except me, bro. I was over here like, nah, it's all good. Ups and downs and shit, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Dead ass, bro. Dude, dead ass. Yo, let me air myself out. Here we go, brother. Yo, and Anna laughed in the fucking chat. Oh, yo, Lord. Listen, brother, dude, it's fucking wild out here. Listen, let me air myself out. Just because we're vulnerable on this podcast, brother.
Right.
Dude, my ears are red just talking about this shit, brother. All right, listen. In high school, right, I had this girlfriend. I think I talked about this situation before in the past, but it was a long ass time ago. I had this girlfriend, right? And she was on some like super sus, super sketch shit, brother. And I knew it. I always knew it in the back of my mind. But like we said, tunnel vision, you're like, nah, that's the love of my life.
Right.
You know, you know what I'm saying? No matter what they do, no matter how sus it gets, no matter how many like clues you find of like, this may not be good, right? I still chose to ignore it. Boom. Let me tell you what this girl did, bro. This girl was fucking with some of my friends at that time on the low. And I genuinely didn't know at first, right? But I knew that she was on some sketchy shit, but I didn't know it was my friends. I didn't know it was like the people I was fucking with, bro. So that was kind of fucking insane. So then listen, bro. There was this one time where it was like 2 a.m. I was in the fucking car with Kevin Castillo, Daniel, and Jordan in the back. The fucking God Squad, bro. The Breakfast Club, brother. That's what we were calling ourselves in fucking high school. And then I get a text from this acquaintance. It was a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't really fuck with like that, but like she was like, all right, she was cool, right? She texted me and she was like, yo, I have some friends in a whole nother school, by the way.
That's
crazy. A whole nother school that are talking about you and your relationship, bro. And guess what? They just sent me a picture of your girl's butt that she was sending to some of your friends, bro. And I was like, nah, ain't no way, brother. I don't believe you. I was like, yo, show me some fucking proof. She was like, I got the picture. And she sent it, right? Yo, so listen, bro. You know. You just know, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You just know. And I was like, nah, dude. And then meanwhile, everybody's over here because I'm in the car, right? We're outside of Steak and Shake. It's fucking 2 in the morning. These guys are over here chilling, like having a good time.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm over here like this going through a fucking situation, son. I'm over here. Crisis. Montoya right now in 4K, brother. So listen, I was like, dude. And like I told you, I cannot hold the information, brother. I knew this was boiling. I had something hot on my phone, son. So listen, the next day I was like, all right, bro. I got to confront. I got to get some answers and shit. Went to school. I was trying to act normal, but I knew like I was acting dry as shit, brother. I could not fake like, oh, hi, how you doing, brother? So listen, to make a long story short, I ended up confronting her. I was like, what is this? Dude, flip that shit out. She was like, I was like, who'd you send this to, bro? And I was like, Montoya, brother, you broke me. Yeah. No, I didn't do it like that, but I was like, bro. Yo, deadass, who did you send this shit to, bro? Because I got to know. I got to know who the fucking rat is. So, yo, listen, before this, I didn't even explain it. Somebody, that same girl that sent me the picture, right? Which is insane. Okay, I didn't even talk about that. The whole fucking that it was on another school. So, apparently, one of the guys had sent it to one of his guy friends. And that guy friend showed his girlfriend. And that girlfriend was like, yo, send me that picture, ha, ha, ha. And that was one of the friends in that friend group, bro, from literally a whole nother school over, bro. You know how embarrassing and fucking wild that shit is? Anyways, so I want to know who the fucking rat was. The Snapchat crash out. She knows exactly what I'm talking about, too, brother. Dude, okay, yeah, I'm going to get there.
Get there.
Yo, so listen. I was like, who the fuck is this, bro? Who sent this to you? So she took deadass 5 minutes of pure silence. And I had to repeat the fucking question again like 5 times. Like, yo, who is this? Now, you can tell she's thinking, and I'm about to tell you why. So, like I said, that girl had told me a name. She was like, yo, apparently she sent it to Boom. I was like, nah, bro, ain't no way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was waiting for her to tell me. So then after a while, she was like, I sent it to boom.
She confirmed it.
It wasn't the same person, brother.
Oh.
It wasn't the same person.
What?
Do you know what that means? She sent it to two different people, brother. She was messing with two different friends of mine, brother.
That's crazy. No, I thought she confirmed it.
No.
This is news to me, bro. What the hell?
No, she didn't confirm it. She said the wrong name. So basically, what was going on in her head was she was trying to figure out, like, okay, because she knows that she sent it to multiple people, but she's trying to figure out who I know.
Yeah, okay.
So she's rolling the dice. She's over here like, fuck, which name do I throw out? Dude, wrong name, brother. Yo, what's up to everybody in the fucking chat, brother? Ah, brother. Wrong name was said. And I was like, I cannot fucking believe you, bro. I was like, what did I say? I was like, and you know what's fucking... Oh, I told her. I was like, you know what's fucking insane? Is that that's not even who I know about. I told her to her face.
Oh,
and she just... And then I guess the defense mechanism in this case, she just started like crying and shit, right? So this is boom. This is where Anna was talking about, bro. I full on had a crash out, bro. I was like, nah. If everybody already knows that I'm over here being a fucking clown and shit, right? Of like, yo, being with this girl that's over here being sneaky and shit. I was like, I'm going to air it out. I'm going to let everybody know publicly. So nobody's going to talk about me privately. I'm going to say that shit publicly. Boom. I grab her phone.
Oh.
Take a picture of my phone of the fucking butt pic. And now on my phone. So now it's on her phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
On my phone, I pull up Snapchat, right? This is when Snapchat was popping back in the day.
Right.
And I started recording. I was like, yo, look at this fucking girl. She's over here sending shit to my friend. I post literally the butt pic. Mm-hmm. And I show her and she's over here like, stop. And I'm over here like, look at this shit. Bro. Okay, so then, boom, I post that shit. Dude, I never seen something do numbers like that in my life before, brother. Dude, like, and usually I was averaging probably like 200 to 300 views on my Snap. I had that number within, I think, 5 minutes, not even that, probably like 2 minutes. That's I had crazy. It up for like 2 minutes or something like that.
They were sending that everywhere.
Oh, bro, the amount of, because you can also see, oh, dude, it was like, I think it was like 13 on there of like screenshots / screen record.
And then you got like hell people that don't even added you.
Yeah, you can see the others. Half of them were others, bro. Mm-hmm. Insane, because my shit was public, bro. So anybody could send like my shit.
That shit was funny because I didn't know about it because I didn't have you on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Johnny had to show me because he had you. He was like, yo, look, I was like, bro, what is going on right now? This is crazy. I was asking, like, why is he posting this? Like, you shouldn't.
And then I deleted it like a couple minutes after. I forgot how long. And then I got so much backlash actually after that from
girls. They were hitting on you?
On me.
That's crazy.
I was the bad guy in this situation. You know how fucking insane that is?
That's
and I've always noticed, bro, because okay, listen, hands up. I'm addicted to that fucking watching the drama shows like Love Island and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I love that shit. That's my shit, bro. My girl got me into it, bro. It's over with. But you see that girls will back girls up no matter what. Nah, you're strong, queen. Stay out, queen. Like, he wasn't the right one. Even if they were the wrong ones, bruh. Even if they were the wrong ones, they will never hold another girl accountable. They always just be there for her. But they will never hold the girl accountable, bro. That's just fucking weird. So I was getting hella fucking DMs. The guys were supporting me, though. I had hella people like, hella motherfucking. Oh, hold up, bro. I didn't even get to the best part. So, right, I had hella girls coming at me, boom, I was like, whatever, fuck it. So I deleted it, right? Because I was like, okay, they got a point. I shouldn't air this out like that. And I had a couple guys reach out to me, right? And they were like, damn, bro, I feel like I feel bad for you, bro. Like, but stay up. Like, you know, just do the right thing, bro. Like, stay away from that situation, boom, boom, boom. One of the guys that she sent the picture to, the main guy that she said right there, mm-hmm. right? The guy that actually didn't know about.
Right.
He reached out to me. And he texted me. He was like, yo, how insane is this? He reached out to me and he said, like,
yo, bro.
Yo, bro, like, yo, keep your head up, bro. Like, damn, that's fucked up.
Nah, dude, and that's outrageous. And he was the one that was,
you know how evil this fucking world is, bro?
He probably thought he was cooking. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, he like, probably was like, oh, like, it can't be me.
Yeah, he's like, not going to think it's me, right?
I'm going to be there for me. Because he was that type of guy. He was like my best friend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine my best friend. It's like you. It was literally like you. Right now, if my girl sent you pictures. That's how this was. And so I guess he was like fake being there for me, whatever. So I was like, I texted him. I was like, bro, you have the audacity and the nerve to do this shit, knowing damn well it was you who got this fucking picture. And he never replied, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then fast forward. Oh, by the way, at this time, so by the time that he texted me and I texted him, I was at work, brother. So like imagine like being at work and then like fully going through all this fucking mayhem, right, of your personal life and shit. So then boom, the girl texts me, right? She was like, oh, dude, like I want to clarify some things. I want to clear some things up. It actually wasn't the guy I told you. I just said that name out of pure panic. And like, I just want to let you know, like, and to not like, you know, so it won't affect you guys' relationship, you know, together. Like, it wasn't him. And then I was like, bruh, I was like, I don't know how I knew, but I knew she was lying for some reason. I had like a receipt or something of like the knowing full well that she lied.
Right.
And then I was like, I reversed it back on her. I was like, bruh, how are you going to stay here and lie to me? And I sent her the receipt of like the confirmation of that it was him. And then she literally like just didn't reply again. And she felt so fucking stupid and shit. So like, bruh. And then I like, yeah.
So how was the next day of school? Like how did that brother? Yo, that's fucking brother, crazy.
Nah, like the next day after.
Did you even go to school the next day or?
I did. And dude, everybody was looking at me and shit like that. Everybody was looking at her. It was like the you know how in the movies or the shows when like some catastrophic shit happens and they go to school
you're
the next day?
You're walking in the middle. Everyone's in their locks in the cell like.
Dude, that was literally. How many felonies y'all got? Zero, brother.
Zero.
Yeah. zero, brother.
Let me count them real quick.
Zero public ones.
Zero. Who said that? I think they know who I am. No, zero.
But yeah, that was quite unfortunately. Felonies is crazy.
Misdemeanors.
But yeah, anyways, to get back to the topic at hand. Okay, so listen. You know, the crazy part is I stayed with her after that.
No, you didn't.
I did, brother.
For how long?
Another year, probably.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I did not know.
Brother,
that's what I mentioned this so many times.
So that
if
the thing is, you make in instances like this, right? That's where we're going back to the fucking topic and shit. Hey, yo, make if y'all want to clown me in the comments, brother, go ahead, brother. I give full permission. Clown me in the fucking comments. It's all good because we all been here. Everybody's been here to a certain degree. Probably not that bad.
Not yet.
And we're trying to avoid that.
Yes.
Yo, listen. When you're in toxic relationships and shit, it's almost like physics, math, science, anything, any rational logic, it just erased. You're in a dimension of like, there's no reasoning, really. Mm-hmm. Reasoning is out the window. You will make any excuse or anything like that. Like I just told you, that stupid ass girl that was like, but that's my soulmate. Like, and when you're in that toxic shit, you're blinded. You're actually stupid in the head.
That's like, fucking crazy.
You're sick. You're like addicted.
Yeah.
And my brothers are in the same well, not my brothers. My youngest brother is in this fucking same situation right now. And I try to tell him. He came up here. If y'all haven't seen that fucking episode, go back to the episode of when my brothers were on here. He sat up here and told a story about like something similar. That his girl went with another guy in front of him and confirmed it. Like, yeah, I'm with this guy right now. Like, what? And he stayed with her after that too. And he's still fucking with her.
No. Please.
You're just addicted to the toxicity. You're just make up excuses for that. You don't care how bad you look to the public. You're like, fuck it. I know. Hell no. I ended up getting out of that, right? I ended up outgrowing that. Woo. And realizing, like, yeah. No, I don't even want an applause for that, brother. That's something I should have done. Yeah. You just get out of those situations, brother. You just learn to value yourself. Your brothers don't listen, for real. My brothers don't listen, bro. You learn to value yourself. You learn to like be like, damn, like I'm not going to be this low in my life ever again, brother.
That's crazy. So. You know, I feel bad when I get ghosted, right? A little off topic here, but.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I feel bad, right? And then I'm like, damn, this is like a waste of time. Like, I put money, effort yeah. boom, and shit. Like, I thought this was it. And then, boom, they just cut you off.
Yep.
So that was a waste of time. I go on TikTok and I see like a quote and it was like, you know what? If it made you happy, it wasn't a waste of time.
That's what I'm saying.
And I was like, oh my God. Dude, like that shit hit me like for real in the soul. You know,
that's what I was trying to tell you, bro. Everything's an experience. So whenever you go on dates with like girls or like, you know, shit doesn't end up like, at least at that time, like you were actually happy. Like, you know, with that one girl, with Bree. Shout out Bree.
Shout out Bree.
Hey.
When was that one? Oh, okay.
Bree, yeah.
Spooky
Basket. Yeah, Spooky Basket. Spooky Basket Bree, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You were having the best time of life. You went on here saying like, yo, this was my best date. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were having a great time, you know? So it kind of set your standards too, to a certain degree. Like, it was an experience and shit.
Okay, so I have this girl on, like, I'm on her close friends, right? And recently, she's been posting this guy. And it looks like they're like a fling. And it looks like they're hitting it off, like, so well.
And yo, let me tell you, let's give some background to this girl, though. This girl this girl is kind of wild, bro.
She's a little wildin' right now.
She, yeah, let's just say she's wildin' and she is in a predicament. She's in a situation where she shouldn't be wilding. Let's just put it like
she's
that.
She's a mother.
Okay, well, yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but yeah. She's a whole fucking mother, and like
she's all right. You know what?
She's is a 20s. Wilder, bro. She's in her 20s. She wilds out, brother. And they have some history, too, brother. Or do we not want to air that out?
It's with Drunk Austin, all right? It's not with me.
Yo,
I don't know
back in the day. Years
about.
Ago, actually, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay,
this anyways. So, yeah, I'm on her close friends, right? And she's out here posting, like, hey, with this guy. You know, good-looking dude, whatever. And they're posting cute shit. Like, he recorded himself making, I think it was like a spooky basket. Like, he recorded himself and he was making it. And I was like, dude.
Spooky
basket. I was like, dude,
bro.
I was out here taking notes. This man did so well. He did better than me.
Really?
He was out here making lights around the basket. I'm like, yo, like,
no
dude,
way,
man.
Brother.
Deserve it right now, brother. But yeah, so, and they'll record each other, like, boom, they're playing Nintendo, like Mario Kart.
Right, and they're recording
themselves playing. They're out here, you know, the face masks with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, brother. Shit like that. She's out here plucking his eyebrows. Boom, boom, boom. Just like that cute lovey-dovey shit that hopefully one day, you know, I could get myself.
Yeah,
and I'm seeing this. And this random day, she posts, like, him. Like, she's, like, from far away. And he's, like, on the bed just chilling on his phone. And she posts him, right? And she goes, damn, like, I'm really about to do this guy dirty right now. Like, I'm about to leave him on a random Thursday. I was like, bro, what? That is outrageous. Why?
And Buddy doesn't even know.
Doesn't even know. I don't know if she... I don't think he has her on the close friends.
Nah, hell no. Of course not.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I wanted to swipe up and say, like, please, don't
please
do that.
Spare him. Do spare it to him. Me.
I will take his suffering. I've taken enough, dude. I can take more, bro. I promise you.
Dude, please, that goes with the fucking... yo, bro. She's so real for that, though. No, she's not,
get
bro. Ain't nowhere. Get out of here with
get
that.
Get out of here with
yo,
that.
Yo, and listen, as a girl, maybe you could chime in right here. Yo, listen, this is what we've said from the beginning of the podcast. One of the main topics since the dawn of time. Women don't like good men, bro. I'm genuinely know. So fucking convinced of that. Women don't like good men, bro. And we try to have... there's girls up here. There's girls up in here like saying, like, nah. It's because we need to learn and shit like that. Stop playing, brother. Stop playing. Yo, there's this show that we were talking about, fucking Love Island, right? There's this guy on there. He's the most genuine fucking guy out of all of them, bro. Handsome as all fuck, bro. Rich, probably clouded up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's treating this one girl fantastically, bro. You could tell he's loyal, bro. No other girl, because there's like fucking hotties coming in left and right? No other girl turns his head except this one girl. But that one girl was saying like to her friends, she was like, yo, this guy's perfect. This guy's everything I've ever wanted out of a man. But he might be too perfect. Like, she was like, he gives me the ick.
I was like, bruh.
And I genuinely feel like that's what happens, bro. I feel like girls get the ick out of, like, you know, just really good guys. And I don't know if y'all feel that way. My bad. That was some goofy ass shit. It really be like that, though. One random Thursday, you get the ick, and nothing matters more. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I don't know. And that's what we were saying with Brian, too, bro. Like, sometimes you could be, like, really good to a girl and shit, give her everything, but then at the end of the day, like, sometimes they don't want you or they cheat on you. But anyways, bro, listen. On the same kind of topic and shit like that, bro, I had a coworker come up to me the other day, right? And by the other day, I mean like 2 days ago. He was like, yo, you like, I just recently broke up. Dude, this man has a whole fucking story about his ex or whatever, right? He's like, yo, yeah, I just recently broke up with my ex. He was like, and I was like, damn, why? He was like, bro, you'll never believe. He's like, yo, so sometimes me and my ex, like, we would, you know, make these explicit videos and shit like that. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. And he was like, Yeah, but like, you know, it's supposed to be kept between you two and shit like that. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, obviously. He's like, well, bro, like, she had been on some sneaky shit. Like, you know, I got, like, weird vibes from her here and there. Like, whenever your girl's doing sneaky shit, you just know. Like, you get that fucking spidey sense mm-hmm. in the back of your neck. You're right. Like, nah, I got to check her phone. So, bro, this man goes up and checks her phone while she's asleep. So she sleeps, right? And this man hits the... and then he dips, right? He goes out. Now, his best friend lives with him, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes in the room. He's like, yo, I'm about to look through her phone and shit like that. So he's looking, bro. And he goes up against... he goes to an app that he doesn't recognize. And I'm not going to say it out loud because I think we'll get fucking flagged for it. But it's an app where you can literally, like, wild out. Like...
it's like OF.
Like OF, exactly. You have, like, people that tune into your shit and you could literally do anything. You send videos, pictures, like, any requests. So, boom, she had that app downloaded. So he opens it. And on there, you can see that this girl has been selling around their videos, bro. So literally, like, once you send somebody a video, they pay for something, and then you send it directly. And then it shows in the DM. The guy was like, the guy even complained. He was like, lighting's a little off, but thank you. And with a fire emoji. And you can see this man, like, literally, like, you can't really see too much, but you can see, like, his torso and, like, the back of her back or some shit like that. I don't know. But you can't really see, like, you can see no butt, yeah, no dick.
They're just
like
in doggy style, exactly. Animal fries.
Yeah, yeah, animal fries, brother. Position and shit. And he's over here like, no way, bro. So he takes a picture of her phone because he doesn't want to, like, screenshot her mm-hmm. phone or whatever. Boom. And then he confronts her about her the next day. He's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? And I stop him right there. I'm like, yo, are you mad because you're not getting a cut? Are you mad because, like... yeah. She's showing that those 3 inches around. He's like, well, I don't want nobody looking at how much I'm back. Like, he didn't seem too confident about what was shown. He's like, dude, why are you doing this? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, why would you do this? Like, this is so weird. And she was like, no, we're good. Like, I'll give you a cut. And I'm like, bro, ain't no way she just tried to broker a deal with my man after already exposing it out there like that, bro. So, anyways, they ended up breaking up. Yo, and their story is weird. He had an ex before her. Another two girls are together.
Oh.
Yeah. Weird. I was like, bro.
Oh, I know they're making bank. I know they're making bank. They're a type of,
they're
you
doing
know.
Some wild shit, bro.
The scissors are going crazy right now.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, brother. It's an evil world we live in. It's a wild world we live in.
You know, I forgot to cut you off earlier.
No, go ahead, brother.
With this story. It's funny because when I quote unquote treat a girl right, I get ghosted. Well, at least that's what's been happening, right? But when I don't, they fuck with me a lot, like
they,
heavy. And I'm
they
like,
hit
yo,
you like, yo,
and
you
like, I'm not trying to be with, like, because they're looking for something, right? And I'm at that time, I'm not looking for something.
Right.
I'm just trying to exercise. I'm just trying
to do cardio.
So
all
I like, I just like, I like, it's so hard for me. Like, I don't have the heart to tell them, like, hey, like, you know, this is not gonna go no further. You know what I'm saying? This is not gonna go no further. I don't have it. So I purposely be the bad guy. I purposely show my red flags so then they can leave me.
And then they end up fucking with you
they
more.
They ended up fucking with me more. I'm like, yo, what like, I'm what saying, is going
bro.
On right now?
Yo, Shetty's are into shit like that.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
you,
I'm trying, like, yo, like, yeah, leave me, please. Like, I'm not, I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to save you right now.
But I don't know how to properly do that, bro.
But, like, how do, yeah.
I think that's why people ghost you.
Yeah,
because they
want to
avoid.
Like, yeah, because they want to avoid that awkward
conversation.
But I don't want to do that. Like, I'm trying to be a better person.
Yo, can y'all give us some hints? How do we purposely? So for us, well, not us, but like a guy. I'm trying to say, like a guy. How does a guy like, let down a girl easily, or like be like, yo, I don't really want to fuck with you like that? Because the thing is, what I'm trying to put like. The paint the picture of your situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you want to like tell her like I don't want. Okay, we're gonna get to that in a little bit. I'm assuming you want to tell her like, yo, I don't want a relationship, but I still want to smash. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that kind of like the vibes? Like
it was. This is like back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you end up doing it though?
I just end up going.
Bro, what the hell?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, for the, if there is a next time, how would I do it? How would I be like, how should I tell her? How should I let her know? Like, hey.
I don't know. Cause the thing is, literally what I was just saying is like, you don't want a relationship, but you still want to smash. If a girl were to tell you this, right? She would be like, hey, by the way, I don't want a relationship, but I want to smash you still.
This is,
you'd be like, all right.
Yeah,
like,
it depends on the girl. But yeah, I'll be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, like that's still straight. But if you tell a girl that, ain't no way she's going to be like, and a lot of girls will sit here and tell you like, I just want you to be straight up. Like, if you want to just smash, just tell me just smash. And then when you tell them, okay, I just want to just smash. Ew. How dare you?
Perv.
You pig. And then they'll fucking ghost you, bro. So I think that's why guys don't straight up say shit like that. The love bomb. I think that was the birth of the love bomb.
The love bombing, yep.
Right? Yeah, acting like they really into you, but just as long as you, you know, keep the smashing coming, brother. But, yo, listen, let's switch up the topic, brother. Enough of this shit. Yo, last episode was the 100th episode, bro. That shit was fucking lit. It was a great fucking time. That video was awesome. I tried to post it on the gram. But you can't post apparently more than 3 minutes. And I cut it down to 4 minutes, so I'm going to cut it down some more. Maybe I'll post it this week. Part of that, in that video, you can see one of my boys. He was wearing the pink shirt. My boy Tokir. If you know him, Anna, you probably know him. He was a longtime friend from back in the day. He had a fucking wild, like, life, you know, in general. So when he was on the podcast, he explained how it was like growing up, like, as a child, like, being a Muslim child, you know what I'm saying? Post 9/11. That's what he kept saying. Post 9/11 America, like, it was just wild because he would get bullied and shit like that. And people would say shit to him. People would do shit to him. So he kind of, like, had it rough growing up. Yeah. So a tough childhood led him to, like, making some stupid decisions in his life, you know. He went down a bad route, hanging out with some bad people and shit like that. Which those people I used to hang out with as well, but I got away from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got that thing in me. So listen, he ended up going to prison, which he said on the podcast. He explained how prison was like. Yo, if you haven't seen that episode, bro, that episode is fucking god tier, bro. Like, go watch that shit. I think it's called, I don't know what that shit's called, but that shit was fucking insane. It's just a guy with a pink shirt. Go all the way down. Gwyneth, we heard, is a wild work. Anyways, so let's fast forward after that podcast. Well, let me set up his life during that podcast as well. His dad was the breadwinner of the, like, family and shit like that. Very traditional Muslim, mm-hmm. You know, man works, wife stays at home. Well, his dad got dementia, bro. Early. Lord. His dad was only probably like 60, probably late 50s, early 60s.
Okay, yes.
Which is still pretty early for dementia. But he was fully gone, bro. Fully gone. Like, past the Joe Biden shit, bro. Like, that man
that's
was
crazy.
That man was fully gone type shit. You know what I'm saying? So he couldn't work no more. And he said that he saw that, like, the lead up to that. Because, like, he was an accountant. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, at certain points, like, he wasn't doing the numbers right.
The math wasn't mathing.
Yeah, the math wasn't mathing. So, boom, he's bedridden. Like, he's just chilling in a chair, like, you know, for the rest of his life. So his mom steps up. I think she's working, like, from home, but, like, on his behalf. So, basically, like, it's his dad, but it's her.
Oh,
she's doing the accounting and shit. So, by that time, like, you know, they're struggling, you know what I'm saying? They're, like, in a fucking poorer area because they can't really afford much. He has an older brother, too. But his older brother, like, he made bad decisions as well, but bad decisions in, like, getting taken advantage of by, like, business people. Like, he was trying to do the right thing, but just poorly.
Yeah.
So bad. Like, just mm-hmm. like just making bad moves, bro. And it was costing his family and shit like that. Well, listen, bro. And it's sad that this man Tokir's not here to say this shit. Like, I wish he could be here for another episode. But he's in prison again. Well, we'll get there eventually. Bro, listen, one day, his brother tries to make this business move with this one guy, right? He's telling him, like, yeah, we're going to buy this restaurant out. Boom, boom, boom. I just need $5K from you. So his older brother knew where their stash was, I guess, like, in the house or the account or something that his mom has saved up. Literally all their life savings, including, like, that month's rent type shit. Like, every dime they had, he gave to this man. And then the guy like had made a false promise, probably like saying like, yo, we'll get a fast return and shit like that. That guy finessed him, bro. Took him for all his shit and ghosted him. Took everything, every dime that family had. Boom. So now this man has to come home and tell his mom, like, fuck. He's like, mom, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I lost, like, all the money is gone. We have no money. Like, rent's coming up. Like, they have no food. Like, that kind of shit. His mom was like, just like, in like, just drops her knees type shit. Like, dude, how can you do this to us? Like, bro, we're in a tough situation as it is. Why are you doing these things? Like, she's crying and like, bro, what am I gonna do type shit, you know? And the guy, I guess, is like, just has a full-blown mental breakdown type shit. Like, I guess it's like, feel like the world is crashing on him. His world has already been crashing here and there. Just, you know, felt like the unfortunate and shit like that throughout his life, you know? And I know that there's lots of people that feel that way, you know what I'm saying? Like you feel like your life has gone just in an unfortunate ways, you know? You had a lot of unfortunate things happen to you throughout your life. So, you know, you feel like life is out to get you type shit. So I'm assuming this is what this guy is feeling at this moment, right? And so they start arguing. It goes to full-blown crash out and shit. That dude owned a gun, bro. He owned a gun. Oh, fuck. We're going to get restricted, brother. A water gun, by the way. A water gun. You know what I'm saying? That he played with the pool, by the way. Before anybody says anything like that. He owned a water gun, by the way. Psst, psst, psst. Anyways. I don't even know how I want to say this so it doesn't get fucking... So we don't get taken down.
I think we know what's going to happen.
Listen, brother.
Did that happen?
His mom gets it, bro.
What?
Yes. He turned it on his mom. Bro, boom. Headshot, bro.
No.
Yes. And then he turns it on himself, brother. In their living room. Boom.
That moment right there?
When he told his mom? In that very moment. Yeah, yeah. In that very moment. Yep. Full on, like, boom.
And where was this man?
So I think he might have been, like, out probably hustling or some shit like that.
Right. I feel like he would have got it as well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. If he was there, he probably would have. I don't know. So dude comes back and he sees that. Walks into the living room. Boom. Like, he sees, like... Yeah. He told me. He was like, bro, like, I saw, like, all that. And it's graphic and shit. Like, I don't want to, like... But you can only imagine what he walked into. Imagine you walk into it and then, like... Your older brother and your mom are just there. Like, you see, like, all that shit, bro. Fucking insane. He might have actually been there. And I think about it. Because how would he know all this transpired? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyways. So, when he's telling me this shit, like, he is, like... You could see, like, he's almost, like, soulless, bro. He's almost, like... And I'm, like, fuck. I feel so bad for him, though. So, like, after that, you know, like, I was, like, dude, if you ever need anything... Because now it's just him. That's it. His whole fucking bloodline is gone. His dad, well, he's not even his dad anymore, really. He's just there. Mom, brother, gone. So he's like, imagine just feeling like so alone in the world and shit like that. I'm like, fuck, I felt so bad for him. Because like, now I sit here and think, like, also, bro, his mom, bro. Mom was the sweetest woman alive, bro. She like had no, like,
she did not deserve that.
She did not deserve the life that she got handed to her. Like, that ending that she got. Like, all I ever saw her mom was just, like, happy. And then she was trying her best for her family. Just so sad, bro. And so I was feeling all this for him and shit like that. And you could tell he's a little far gone from that shit because of all the shit that he... Because he's telling me this with a straight face and just, like whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, bro, I'll help you with anything you need, bro. Like, you know, just let me know. And so, like, there was times where he would hit me up. He's like, bro, I don't have money for, like, my phone bill anymore. Like, can you throw me some money and shit like that? I was like, yeah. I sent him, like, 20, 40 here and there and shit like that. Now, eventually, it got to a point where I was seeing that he was using that money for, like, wrong reasons. Like, he was taking the money, like, because I see that he'd buy, like, pounds of, like, you know, substances. And we'll get there. I saw that he would get, like, pounds of substances. So I was like, oh, that's what he's using it for. He's using my money to buy that. And then, like, he'll probably, like, you know, sell it or use it, too. Because I know he was using still, too. He was using shit. And I remember that, I guess it ended up catching up to him. He ended up back in prison. So he ended up texting me, like, a couple months from then. He was like, yo, can you send me some more money, bro? Like, I'm in prison right now. But, like, can you send me through Cash App? Like, I could use it in here, like, to make plays. And I remember I had to make a decision in that instance. I was like... Damn, bro, I want to help this man, but But as much as I want to help him, like, I don't want to facilitate, like, this lifestyle. Like, I told him when we first talked, when he first came on the podcast, I remember I was like, yo, you should try to get away from that, bro. Like, because he was going to school. He was actually trying to turn his life around. He worked, you know, he had a felony on him, so he could only do certain jobs, not high-paying jobs. But he's also going to technical school, you know what I'm saying? Like, HVAC technical mm-hmm. shit. I was like, dude, that's fucking good. Stick to that, bro. Don't go back on drugs and shit like that. You know, life happens, you know? So he has to probably sell drugs, like, you know, things. Fuck, I don't want to say that a lot. He has to do things to get more money, you know what I'm saying? To supply, like, his circumstance. So I made the decision. I was like, I can't. I'm not going to do it, bro. I can't send you no more money and shit like that. And that's, you know, he's still there to this day. Like, and I can't facilitate it, bro. And I found it harder as, like, time has gone by, right? As I became an adult now, I've found it harder to listen to, like, listen or witness people's demise or, like, you know, their life story, like, hardships and shit like that, you know? And we talked about this on the Anna episode where like, you know, she would tell me problems and I'd tell her solutions, but then she wouldn't do it. So eventually I had to be like, yo, bro, I can't be a part of this. It's kind of, I kind of am like that nowadays. I had recently somebody tell me like some deep ass shit, bro, like seem deep, dark shit about them, their life and shit like that. I had two instances of this actually. One, there was this, I had a coworker, right? And she was in a super toxic relationship. I don't think I talked about this on the pod. Mm-hmm. She was in a super toxic relationship with this guy. He was a paisa, right? She's from here. The guy's super paisa. Doesn't even speak English. So they were texting Spanish. And she barely really knew Spanish. She was Hispanic, but mm-hmm. one of those no sabo kids, right?
WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he ended up getting her pregnant, right? And he was over here like, yo, give me that's the kid, bro. I don't want you.
It's the American dream right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, for real, bro. And she was in a bad situation. And I was like, yo, I've seen this happen before, bro. Like, don't do what you're about to do. Like, she's like, nah, like, he's going to change. Once the kid, like, comes, he's going to change. He's going to be a better man. Like, every man mans up whenever it comes to having kids. I was like, brother, have mm-hmm. you seen Gwinnett? Have you seen how many motherfuckers are on child support, bro? How many motherfuckers don't pay their child support, bro? Dude, like, I was like, dude, I've seen this happen so many countless times. So many people that I went to high school with, like, I was like, bro, you think that a child's going to bring you together? I was like, dude, nothing breaks you apart more than a child, bro. That will really test you. I was like, you guys are already not in a good situation. Why are you going to do this to you? And I was like, yo, real shit, I'm going to say this to you, like, to your face. I was like, I don't care about you, bro, really. I was like, I care about your innocent child because you're like, that child's mm-hmm. going to witness everything that you're going to see, you know? Like, everybody knows broken homes, like, bro, that's the worst thing for a fucking child, right? So, anyway, she went through with it. She still went through with him. She was like, yeah, I'm quitting, like, boom, boom, like, and I'm going to go live with him, apart from everything. And I've always said, if you're planning on living with somebody, do not, brother, do not. That's the last resort. Like, you better be fucking dying. Like, do not live with somebody. That's the worst possible decision you can make in a relationship. So I was like, you're about to make two shitty fucking, like, choices, life choices. Anyway, she ended up going through with it. And, like, bro, I remember I would come home so stressed and so, like, I think I have this built-in thing inside me where, like, I can't listen to people's problems and shit because then I'm like, fuck, I can't do nothing about them. I know the answer. I know what they should do. But I think my body, like, fucking combusts in the fact that, like, my malfunctions that are like, dude, they're, like, they don't want to do the right thing. Even though I'm telling them, like, dude, this is exactly what you got to do. Word for word, step for step. But they choose not to do it, bro. And that shit, like, it ate me. So I remember I would get, like, almost, like, mental breakdowns. Like, at that time, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was so stressed. I had anxiety. I was like, bro, I know full well what this other human being's about to, like, dive into, right? And then fast forward, recently, my coworker is, like, telling me all this deep, dark shit, like, that he's thinking and doing. And I'm like, bro, I cannot handle this. Why are you telling me this shit, brother? I'm just clocked in trying to do my job, brother. And yeah, like, that's the type of shit that I can't handle that shit. I don't know about you. How do you feel when people, like, vent to you or tell you, like, you know, deep shit? Dude, you're not a deep person either, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, I get so awkward, dude. I just kind of sit there and take it. Pause. But I'm just like nodding, smiling. I'm just like waiting, like please, like let me do my job, bro. Like, please leave me alone right now. I just smile, nod. Uh-huh, yep, that's crazy.
What about, like, friends and shit? Not even just coworkers, friends or anything like that? Like, how do you feel, like, you know, when
I'm still, I'm still awkward. I'm still you know, because here's the thing about me. I don't like to be serious. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. I do know that. I get serious when I'm alone. That's the thing.
I don't like
to show that, and you know, out there, even to you, I wouldn't even show that to you. I like to battle things on my own. Like, you know, what I'm saying, I don't like to show. Because I just feel like I don't need pity. I don't need nobody like, hey, you got this. Like, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
I just don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. I want to deal with things alone. And
that's why I find it hard sometimes that, like, to give people advice. Because I generally try to, like, think logically. Mm-hmm. I won't do, like, what the girls do and be like, no, you're strong. You got this. Because what the fuck is that doing? That's not solving dick, bro. I'm trying to tell you, like, yo, okay, I got you. I know exactly what's going on, bro. I think you should try to put myself...
where they're at, not where I'm from. I try to put myself in their shoes and try to figure out the best situation for them.
Yeah, I try to, like, solve shit, like, logically, bro. I think everything gets solved with logic, bro. Like, and that's what's funny. I remember I had this conversation, like, with I think it was Des or somebody. It was somebody. But I was like, bro, females are, like, 95% emotion, 5% logic. I was like, but men are the opposite. 5% emotion, 95% logic. And I think both ways, like, in that scenario aren't right. I'm not saying one's right and one's not, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like, as a logical person and shit, right, when you just think strictly on logic, you kind of ignore people's feelings, you know what I'm saying? You don't sprinkle the feelings part. So sometimes if you try to give them, like, a solution and shit, it's kind of like a fucking wild ass solution, like, yo, tell this motherfucker to fuck off and shit like that, when in reality, if you include emotions and shit, it's not that easy to just do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's right. Sometimes the hard part about giving people, like, advice or, like, you know.
Yeah, so, like, back to what you were saying with the, if it was a friend or whatever, I don't know what I would say. Like, I don't think there's something I can say. Like, for example, if my friend from, like, passed away, like, a relative of theirs, and they're out here bawling their eyes on me and stuff like that, I wouldn't know what to say. There's nothing I can say to bring them back. You know,
yo, you're down bad if you're going to Austin.
I'm so sorry, but, like, I can give you a hug. Like, I'm just gonna hug you.
Yeah,
like, I'm not gonna tell you it's gonna be okay, because it's probably not gonna be okay.
Yeah,
like, you're gonna be grieving for a long time. This shit's gonna suck.
You know, and my best way is to, like, get out of it with, like, happier feelings. So actually, you know what, Austin might be the good person to go to.
Dude, this is actually a great example. I know somebody, I'm not going to say, I was at a function. I'm going to tell you right now. It was,
okay. Yeah.
So, that guy, right? He's out here. He's faded. I know faded. And at that point I was sober. Like, I was on my sober
journey. Sober journey. Yeah.
Right. So he got to the point, it gets past to now, like, he's not lit no more, he's not drunk, he's on his sad vibes, he's on the sad boy hours. And he starts telling me, like, oh, like, he starts thinking about his mom, and his mom had passed away. And he's like, he asked me, like, you live with your mom? Like, are you good for, you go, like, you and your mom, they're cool? Like, and I can tell, I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Like, what? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're good. Like, I see her, I don't see her that often, I should though, because she lives far or whatever. He was like, yeah, I really loved my mom. I was like, and I was like, oh shit. So I quickly, like, I quickly changed the topic.
Yeah, derail instant, brother.
I was like, no, don't do it, brother, don't do it. Some random shit.
Boom, yeah, boom, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was able to stop him from falling. You know, I think it is good to, you know, let it out. I just felt like at that time, it was probably not the best time.
That time, getting lit as shit. Everybody's drinking, like, fuck.
I don't think that time is to let it out, but you should definitely do that.
Yeah, and I heard that guy does get like that, actually. So,
yeah, so I had to think quick, because everybody around was like, oh. I was like, I got you.
So there was other people, like, witnessing that, or was it just one-on-one?
It was like two other people there was witnessing. So I was like, okay, let me take charge here. Let me try to do something.
Yeah, for real. I think derailing a conversation is a fantastic skill to have, bro. Dude, I recently had to do that shit. I don't like telling people about, like, my, like I've always said, about my personal life, my personal business and shit.
Right. You got a whole podcast, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, which is fucking insane. I told my coworker, like, something, like, a personal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but he didn't know that all my other coworkers didn't know. I just told him because he's like one of the cooler ones, you know what I'm saying? So he brought up like the topic, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like that right there, that topic, right?
Yeah.
And it's not like that I'm like, it's super bad, but I don't want people asking questions. I don't want people like, right, I don't know, just because right. I don't give a fuck, right?
Just mind your business.
Yeah, exactly. And he brought it up and I was like, oh, because dude, okay, so my boss and then like four other coworkers, right? We're in one car. My boss was taking us to lunch. Mm-hmm. So I was in the back with the coworker that I was just talking about. And he asks a question about that. We're talking about whole, like some topic.
Some random shit.
And he related to that. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I kind of like halfway answered it. I answer it and then I derail it instantly, brother, to a whole different thing. I was like, yeah, boom, boom, boom. But dude, did you hear about, like, dude, it's mm-hmm. fucking insane. And then we didn't even end up talking about, like, you know, that fucking thing.
Right. It's a skill. It's a skill. You know what I'm saying?
You got to master, bro. Like, if you want
to think quick, it's on your feet. You can't, you know, you can't even think about it. It's just boom. It just comes to you.
I think that's the podcast in me, bro. Like, this has been like a like exercising the muscle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever since we started this podcast, like I've developed that muscle to like just keep keep a conversation going or derail
quickly
it.
Change gears.
You know what? I was speaking of conversation going. I was talking to Jackie yesterday that I think that we've kind of isolated ourselves to just like us, like, you know, family shit for like quite a while now, right? But if it came at a price, like it costed us our socialness, our social thing. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So like tonight she's going out with like friends and friends of friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like there's gonna be people that she doesn't know and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So she's over here like, I guess, kind of like anxious and shit about like that whole situation, because it's like, oh, right. How do I even talk to people? Because like, you right, know what I'm saying? Because right. she had an instance where like an old friend like came to her work and she was like, oh shit, what's up? But she didn't even know how to hold up a conversation anymore.
Right.
And I sometimes feel like that too, bro. We outside tonight. Anything, I'm going to pull up on you.
Oh shit. Lord, again. That's funny. Where you going?
Yeah, for real. Where you at tonight, bro? I felt that too, bro. Like, so outside of this on this podcast, bro, I just switch it. I'm like, cool. We talking. I can hold up a conversation with anything about anybody. But outside of this, bro, dude, I had this dilemma recently where since we work, or I work in the hospital, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes like it's busy and shit. You run into people, right? So when you're coming out of at a cross section, right? Sometimes two people are trying to go like in the same spot. You're trying to go out while they're trying to come in, and you kind of run into each other. You do a little Michael Jordan.
You're doing the basketball. Yeah.
You hear the sneaker squeaks. Yeah. So listen, that's happened to me like so many times, and then they're like, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why my brain doesn't know how to like respond to it. This happened three times. I'm just like, and I just walk away. Like nothing exits my fucking mouth.
I have the same reaction every time. So like, let's say I'm over here, I'm not paying attention, and then I run into somebody. I'm like, oh, every single time. Oh.
yeah. I'm like, oh. You hit the oh.
It's like a white people response. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, and that's it. But going back on like that thing, how to talk to people and stuff like that. So, you know me, back in the day, I was shy
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe this. I think what saved me was mushrooms. Mushrooms, really. I feel like, because it changes the way you think.
Yeah.
You know, it just gives you like a whole new perspective.
Chemistry in your brain,
a new perspective.
Brother.
Also with the LSD, I think. I hope that's okay to say.
Hey, do not do any of this, by the way.
Yeah. I'm not saying this is the way to... You know,
yeah, we're talking about
be more
experience.
Social or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is what happened to me, right? Like, I took it and it's just like, it's just kind of like taught me, like, dude, don't give a fuck. Like, don't give a fuck what people think.
Right.
Don't, like, I kind of like treat people sometimes, most of the time, like they're NPCs. Like, dude, like,
yeah.
This guy's not even real. Like, I just punch him. He's not going to.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, I just treat it like I don't care. Ha ha. Like, I can stand on this table right now and say, hi, what's up? But, you know, just scream out loud. Yes, they're going to be like, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck, though. Like, what are they going to do? Just judge?
That's it, really. Dude, I had this, I have this coworker. He's a youngin. He's actually the youngest one. He's 19 mm-hmm. at our job. And he was telling me about, like, going to, like, parties and shit like that. And I was like, brother, enjoy this time. I know a lot of people, old heads or unks, will try to tell you like, oh, have a blast, you know, you're never that young again. I was like, it goes deeper than that. I was like, bro, if you see a fucking hot chick there, that you like, you like. I was like,
I need this advice.
You fucking go up to her.
Yeah.
And you spend some fucking game, no matter how out of the league that you think she is, bro. Right. Because like, bro, there will be a time where you're older.
You might lose 30s. Your hair. You might, you know what I'm saying? I think about it a lot.
And you're going to be like, dude, I should have just done it. I have, this is the fucking ultimate thing right here. You have nothing to lose, bro.
There you go.
Literally nothing. What? A no is not a consequence. That There's no consequences when it comes to like social shit like that. Unless you're wilding. Like Kanye has been doing lately. Have you seen that shit?
I saw you posted that shit. That shit was
crazy. So fucking funny. That shit made me laugh so hard, bro. I had to post it. I was like, nah, this is hilarious. But yeah, you have nothing to lose. And that goes as far as to say, like, with like business ideas. Like, yo, my boy Toto in the fucking chat. Like business and shit. Like, yo, shake hands. Like, don't be shy. Don't be like almost embarrassed to go up to people like, yo, like this is my thing. Like this, like, yo, can you like, you know, support my business or tune into my shit? You know what I'm saying? Shake as much hands as possible. Just take every opportunity and don't be fucking shy. Like, you're going to end up regretting all day. Like, you're going to look back on your life and be like, fuck, why didn't I fucking do that?
Right.
I feel like that's why a lot of people don't like the thought of high school. If you ask people like, yo, will you go back to high school? Like, if I ask Jackie right now, she'd be like, fuck no. Oh, there we go. Right there in the chat. She's like, fuck no.
I would.
I fucking loved high school.
Just because I was like hella shy. I feel like back if I do go now with the information with that this. I have now, exactly. I would have this. I feel like I'd be a class clown. I feel, you know, I'm out here talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Spitting game type shit. I'll probably make the soccer team. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
That's why I would go back. I had such a good high school experience. Besides the fucking experience that I told earlier on the fucking podcast, I had such a great high school experience because I kind of knew that from a youngin. Like, I always did, like, you know, I talked to this friend group. I'm like, oh, what's up? Are y'all into this shit? Cool. I was with this friend group. I threw the parties. I always just, like,
right.
It's not that I didn't give a fuck, but I was like, dude, like, I know that this is only for this short, like, time. I'm never going to see these people again after this shit, which is true. And, like, I just experienced every experience that came. Like, I had a great time.
Like, I was such an overthinker. I still kind of am, but, like, back then I was a way, like, way too much.
And you say the wrong thing.
You're just in your head and you're thinking too much. And that's actually a very dangerous place to be. Do not be in your head for too much. You have to leave, distract yourself, get some hobbies going. You know what I'm saying? And that's...
Build some confidence, bro.
Just don't be in your head because it's dangerous. It's a dangerous place.
Yeah, for real. A lot of people will miss out on fucking and like great opportunities just by being in their head. Or just by like trying to... Even you end up convincing yourself that you're not good enough or some shit when in reality you are. Like back then, dude, you could have been funny. You could have been...
There's this guy on TikTok. He has like that POV. Like he's walking up to girls and shit like that. I don't know if you like seen like that.
I've seen videos like that.
But there's like this guy and he's like... Oh, like it's like a voiceover. Oh, she probably won't think I'm cute or anything. It's like, no. And he actually goes up to her and he talks to her. Hey, how you doing? Boom, boom, boom. And he gets the number. And it's so crazy because that's literally how most people think. They're like, yo, like this is probably not going to work out. Like, what if, you know, she does this and stuff. No, what if it goes right? What if, you know what I'm saying? You have to think more positive.
Especially with things like that. Mm-hmm. Or not even just with women, but like we were saying, with business opportunities, everything. It's your approach. How confident are you backing yourself or what you're about to propose?
Right.
If you're about to propose a date with a girl, how confident are you in proposing that shit? Like, that's what people will capture that shit before they capture, like, you know, what the fuck your background is or what you got to offer and shit like that.
You know what?
Oh,
if I go out tonight, I'm be a little more bold. I'm be like, yo. What's your name?
Bold move with no fade on.
Yo, no fade is crazy. Yeah, I have to have a hat on, dude. I have no fade. But yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'll find somebody out and I'll...
And we'll share the story next time.
Hold on. No, just kidding. The worst you can do is say no, right? Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hope you're not putting me on blast or anything like that.
For real. He said, I'll pull up around 9 p.m. I need a drink. Oh,
damn.
So don't do shit. All right, guys, this has been another N85 podcast. This is it.
101 right here.
Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel at N85 podcast. We drop these every Wednesday, maybe sometimes Thursdays, even Fridays sometimes when it gets fucking busy.
We're unpredictable over here.
Yeah, but we post. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And thank you guys for the TikTok that I've been watching, bro. Make sure y'all subscribe if y'all haven't subscribed. And we're fucking out. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Peace out. Love you.